Hi everyone, it's me, Sandy Cruz of Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen. For years now, I've been bringing to you conversations about wellness from experts from all over the world. Whether it be suggestions in how you can age better, biohacking, alternative wellness, these are conversations to help you live your best life. I want to live a long, healthy, and vibrant life. Never mind all those stigmas that as we reach midlife and beyond, we're just going to shrivel up and die with some horrible disease. Always remember, balanced living works. I really look forward to this season. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen. Today is technically, well, it's not my first release of 2024. I did release last week as a special episode my podcast. It's my annual feng shui episode. Chinese New Year, you're going to want to put all of these easy cures in place by February 3rd or 4th of this year. And I suggest you go listen to it. It's one of, I think it's one of my favorites, and I've done this for 4 years now, just because I really break down and make feng shui simple for everyone to understand and actually do in their homes every year according to the annual flying stars. So go check it out. It was episode 199. Today's episode is episode 200. Wow, I actually have more than 200 episodes because there's some two-parters that are not, they're not included in this number. But today's also my 54th birthday. I actually wrote an article today. I felt very inspired this morning when I woke up, and it's on LinkedIn. If you are somebody who wants to connect with me from a business perspective, connect with me there. And it's Sandy K Nutrition. By the way, it's Sandy K Nutrition anywhere you do social media. I actually have made a concerted effort to focus more on TikTok this year. So if you follow me on Instagram, yes, I'm active there on stories. I'm just not going to develop content anymore for the platforms, specifically for the platforms of Instagram and Facebook. And more of my content will be geared to TikTok. Why? Because, I don't know, I feel like there's some weird things going on with those platforms. And this is also the year I'm going to write my book. I started writing it. I'm around 30,000 words in. So that's probably going to be about halfway. I have a lot of work to do on this book because I did bring it to a developmental editor. She gave me some very good constructive feedback. So now I've really got to get back to work, finish my book, because the one thing I noticed in 2023 is that social media is just so transient. We spend so much time on it, and it's here one day and gone the next. Whereas writing my book will align really with the topics that I find useful, important, proactive for our health. And it's going to align with that. And it's never just about science. My book is going to be how we must incorporate science with the esoteric to really age better, age healthfully, and live a vibrant and enriched life. I would really appreciate it if you can rate and review my podcast. This is what helps me to keep getting amazing guests each and every week. And this week, my discussion is with Oliver Motizi of Bionic. I want you to go to bionic.com, B-I-O-N-I-Q.com, and use my code SANDYK. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm only going to give you a little hint because I want you to listen to this conversation. And over the last couple of months, oh my gosh, you guys, I think one of the most important missing links to our health. So we go and we do all these cool biohacks and take all these, you know, like supplements like NAD and all these fantastic things that support our wellness and support us to age better. But we forget that unless our nutrients, meaning our minerals, our micronutrients, are at a healthy level, nothing else is going to matter. Nothing else is going to have the effect that you want it to unless we kind of get our nutrients down pat. Does that make sense? So Bionic is doing fabulous stuff out there where they are not only just using blood work, but also using symptomatology to assess what nutrients do we actually need. I personally have never been a fan of multivitamins, except for in very specific circumstances. And we're also not talking about Flintstones vitamins, please. Guys, I was born in 1970. I remember chomping down one of those Flintstone vitamins every single morning. Oh my God. So we've come a long way since then, obviously. And the importance is the bioavailability and also the quality of the supplements that you take. So Oliver and I get into all of this. Please listen. Please share this episode. Because if you're one of these people that buys a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of this, and you're not even sure if you need it, and you're spending a fortune, this is 100% the episode for you. And with that, let me cut on through to this interview with Oliver Motese of Bionic. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen. Today, my special guest is Oliver Motese, a former budding athlete turned nutritionist, boasts an academic journey crowned by an MSc in clinical nutrition from University College London, one of Europe's top five universities, with a tenure as the head of sports nutrition at Lanzerhof in London. Oliver adeptly merged athletic fervor with nutritional prowess, presently assuming the pivotal role of chief product officer at Bionic. Oliver spearheads innovative personalized nutritional initiatives, leveraging a unique fusion of sporting acumen and scientific expertise to optimize human performance. And today we are going to do a deep dive on nutrient deficiencies, why they're so prevalent, and how customized nutrients can actually improve overall health. So I'm really excited for this conversation because, as most of you know, I'm also a nutritionist. I do believe in supplementation. I do believe that when we don't supplement, we're going to eventually experience symptoms and issues. So this is like so near and dear to my heart. And with that, welcome, Oliver. Thank you so much for coming today.
Hey, Sandy. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, you've got, I mean, listen, you've got quite the background. You look to me like a young man. But, you know, a young and healthy man, which is very important. But I want to hear about your background and how you got into this.
Yeah, so you touched on it a little bit there. So, yeah, I was a rugby player. But before that, I was always involved and interested in food and nutrition and exercise. I come from a Mediterranean background. So naturally, I always grew up around food. My family were in restaurants. So I spent the majority of my time growing up in kitchens. So I always knew I loved food. I've always loved to cook. And then naturally, I was playing sport. So it was a clear and obvious thing for me of saying, well, how can I utilize my, you know, the food that I'm eating to make sure I'm performing well? And that was something that I was discussing with my parents at the age of 10, 11, 12, you know, cook me this, don't cook me that, because I've read online that this is better. And I was really fortunate that I knew what I wanted to do. So I went into the rugby world, you know, picked up few injuries, as we always do, few too many concussions, which is, you know, always a shame, and decided, you know, I need to get away from the the flying elbows and knees of the rugby world and focus in on this nutrition. So I then went and did various different studies. As you mentioned, I went to University College London and studied clinical nutrition, which is where I got my master's. And I went back to the world of sport and worked in the backroom staff of one of Europe's top rugby clubs as one of their nutritionists. And I loved it. You know, it was an amazing experience. I was fortunate that we won a hell of a lot whilst I was there. I got to travel all around Europe, celebrating with the guys. But it didn't really sit right with me that there were two issues. It didn't really sit right with me that I was only working with kind of the top 1% of all athletes. It was a shame that the things that we were learning and implementing, we couldn't take wider. And the other issue was that none of it was personal. And I didn't get it. You know, we've got 6'6" Samoan guys on the same nutrient protocol, or nutrition protocol, diet plan and supplement plan as someone who's 5'10" and, you know, born in Ireland. It doesn't make any sense. So there was never any level of personalization. And quite simply, that's because rugby didn't have the financial means to be able to facilitate that. You know, it's not the NFLs or the soccers or, you know, the footballs of the world. So I then decided, okay, I need to move away from this and I want to go and help more people and find more personalized solutions. So I went into the private wellness sphere at Lanzerhof, as you mentioned, where there we were really working with individuals, truly personalized, doing a ridiculous amount of testing, biomechanical testing, blood testing, like gut microbiome testing, every test that we could do, clients were doing. And they were paying tens of thousands of pounds a year to do so. And it was our job to then take all that information and then curate for them a lifestyle that they could walk away from a happier, healthier person. And it worked. But again, we're not now working with the top 1% of athletes. We're now working with the top 0.1% of the population who could afford it. So it still didn't kind of scratch my itch of being able to help more people. So I was looking for solutions. I was always kind of thinking about personalized. How can we do this more and more? And I came across Bionic, which we're going to obviously talk about a lot later. And that's exactly what they were trying to do. The company was then, you know, only a couple of years old, moving into its third year. I had a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend who worked there. So found a perfect way to get in touch with them and just really just said to them, look, I love what you're doing. I love the concept and I want to be involved. And that was 2 years ago. And I've gone from being the head of nutrition for the UK at when I first started to now CPO globally. With really the goal being to drive Bionic as a product and as a personalized supplement into as many hands as possible, because we know that we really are the world's most personalized supplement and we can actually make a difference. So it's been a whirlwind tour.
You know, I think you touched on something right there that is key, is that we as humans are all bio-individual.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you're gonna laugh at this story probably, Oliver, but, you know, I had to have a colonoscopy and they're telling me to drink like a giant jug. And I'm like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You're telling me to drink the same solution that you would a 6'2" man when I'm 5'2", I'm a small woman. And I'm like, no way, I'm not doing it. And so I'm like, we'll see what happens. When the day comes, if they tell me my prep was right or not, and they're like, oh, perfect. Your prep was perfect. I'm like, you see? Because I know that I cannot possibly be the same as a 6'2" man.
Yeah. No, and this is the thing, is that all of these kind of interventions and things like that, they're all, it's the most cost effective way. Take a sample size, average out the sample size, implement it to everyone. So, you know, there's the, there's a great book out there, the main catchphrase of it is women are not small men,
which is the lot. Yeah.
Women are not. And that's the biggest heartache when it comes to any field of medicine, but especially when it comes to nutrition and things as well, and sports nutrition, especially, we take the data that's available on men. We say, well, women are about 3/4 of the size. So we just times it by 0.75 and we say that'll do.
Yeah.
So the real shift in that's obviously been happening in the last 5 to 7 years and will continue to happen is the rise of femtech and the ability for women to be in the limelight and have the individualized support that they need, because a female's body is so much more complex than a man's.
Yes.
I think changing on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, where as men, where, you know, things decline as we age, but it's very predictable. Whereas a female is incredibly difficult and hard to predict and very individualized. So, you know, even companies like Whoop, for example, are putting whole product teams behind FemTech in 2024, really trying to drive to make sure they can make a difference. Aura has done a fantastic job with their connection with things like Lifecycle or Life Cycles. And they're really making a difference in being able to support people individually. LifeSum is another great one.
I think that's an important thing to note. And you and I briefly touched on multivitamins, or as you would say over there, multivitamins, right? Is that how you'd say it?
I would indeed say vitamins for your...
You would? You wouldn't say vitamins?
I know it's been on my mind all day. I've gone against my British will. No, I will call it. I will do my utmost to call it a vitamin. And you even may have noticed I called it soccer a moment ago. Which,
oh.
I know. It will hurt. Yeah.
Well, have you been to Toronto, or as we say, Toronto? Have you been?
I haven't, but I would love to. Thank you for the invite. I'll be there.
Okay. So, you know, it was interesting because you and I kind of share views on just going to wherever the local drugstore and grabbing a bottle of multivitamins. Like, what? Why do you think that that's just not optimal?
You touched on it. We're all different. It makes absolutely no sense. Let's just go back to the example you just gave. And this is really how Bionic started. You know, a 6'2" gentleman versus a 5'2" woman like yourself. We just need so many different things. Even if we're the same age, you know, forget the complication of age. Even if we're the exact same age, just that difference in size means dosages need to be completely different.
Yeah.
You and I get completely different dosages of that. Even if I just gave us the same nutrients, which is a flaw in itself, but the dosaging needs to be completely different. So going in and buying an off-the-shelf solution is, whilst you can buy things online that say they have great bioavailability, unless it's personalized to you, you're still really doing the bare minimum of what you can do. Because we're all so different in our needs. And, you know, you and I have spoken before about the impact that genetics can have as well. There's also the impact that the gut microbiome can have. It's so heavily nuanced. So to just go and buy an off-the-shelf solution is really not doing yourself the justice that you deserve. We all literally, we have one body. Why would we not absolutely want to maximize it as much as we can?
Yeah, I agree. And then there's, you know, there's that, but there's also the fact that, you know, how do they know that I might need iron or I don't need iron, right? Like, so this is the thing I always say about multivitamins. You probably don't get enough of the therapeutic dose that your body actually needs and too much of something that it just doesn't need at all, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So an easy way to put that into context is, do you know what percentage of the UK and the US population wake up every morning and take a multivitamin?
Tell me.
About 65%.
No. So
65% wake up every day and take a multivitamin, but they have no idea what they're taking. Now, if you compound that with the fact that 30% of both the US and the UK are known to have one or multiple micronutrient deficiencies. So we know that at least 30% have micronutrient deficiencies. And you think 30% of the population, that's 3 out of 10, that's a lot of people. But there's a massive flaw in the way that we even refer to deficiencies. So there's plenty of evidence to say that actually it's not 30%, it's more like 60%. And the reason being is that when we talk about deficiencies, we're talking about it from a very clinical perspective. If I say to you as a clinician, what is a deficiency? A deficiency is when your blood result or a result is outside of the reference range.
Right.
So you are below the reference range. Well, I don't think that's good enough. You know, but being just below the reference range, it's too late. So it's about, there's a whole cohort of individuals, which is the vast majority of people that are within the suboptimal range, which are on their way to a deficiency. These are the people who need the most help. These are the people, because this is the majority of the population. So like I said, it says that 30% of the population of the US and the UK have deficiencies. Well, actually, the best academic guess is 60% are within the suboptimal or deficient range. So it was only 6 out of 10 people need solutions like what we're describing, need something tailored to their exact deficiencies so they can make sure they get within the optimal range. Because that has so many positive advantages. You know, being in that deficient or that suboptimal state can cause a litany of other problems, you know.
Yeah.
Type 2 diabetes, increased risk, cancer, increased risk. Just an inflammatory market, increased risk. There's so many different things that it can impact. Obviously, each nutrient having its own potential outcome, but there's way more to be done.
This is, just make sure you guys who are listening that you stick around, because we're actually going to talk about some of the main symptoms and how they're associated with certain nutrient deficiencies. So this is a very, very important discussion. So what are some of the main nutritional deficiencies that we're seeing right now globally? You all know that I've been a huge fan of AminoCo amino acids for quite a while now. People automatically think that, oh, well, I don't need to take amino acids. I don't want my muscles to get bigger. But this isn't what amino acids are all about, really. Amino acids are the building blocks to protein. But guess what? I know I personally don't have the greatest digestion. And so even though I am eating the right amount of protein for my frame, I may still not be digesting and assimilating those all-important amino acids. So really, amino acids are not just about building muscle, although I do take it before a workout. It's about aging better. And it's about ensuring that your entire body has those proper building blocks it needs to age better. And that means benefiting the body, the mind, the heart. As we're aging, we have a natural decline in muscle all over the body. And we also have, unfortunately, digestion issues more often than not as we age. Life Amino Acids by AminoCo helps to trigger muscle protein synthesis, which is the body's mechanism for repairing and building muscle. You can check out all of the science by visiting aminoco.com/SKN for Sandy K Nutrition. When you use that link and that code SKN, you're going to get 30% off to try AminoCo amino acids for yourself.
It's split. There's like a first world problem and a third world problem.
Okay.
You know, to refer to them together, it doesn't quite make sense. Because if we look at the third world problem, we know that there's been issues with, you know, some of the third world problems and the deficiencies they have there. We've really stamped out a vast majority of in the Western world. And that's down to fortification of foods and just greater education, things like that. But then there's, like I said, the whole third world that still has some of these issues, which have significant consequences, especially to women, around iodine, around folate deficiency, around vitamin A deficiency. And we know that all of those deficiencies can cause significant birthing risk for the mother, as well as outcomes for the child. So there's a lot that still needs to be done in the third world, but, you know, there's a whole load of charities that are working on doing that. Fortification food has improved tenfold in the last 30 years. So it's certainly a reducing problem. But then in the Western world, we have other deficiencies, you know, that are caused by different things. Vitamin D deficiency. We know that, you know, 20% of the UK and the US are vitamin D deficient.
Oh.
2 out of 10. We know that that makes a significant difference.
20%? I thought it was higher, Oliver.
That's being conservative. It goes up to like 55% if you look at the suboptimal range.
And I think it's higher in the US too.
It could, yeah, most probably.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. Because of also, you know this as a nutrition expert too, is that even obesity can actually impede your ability for your body to make vitamin D. And there's an obesity crisis in North America, well, in the US. Canada's not too far behind. So,
and it's because of the fascinating relationship that vitamin D has with the endocrine system. And it's obviously as a result of that endocrine issue, or one of a potential endocrine issue that is likely with a type 2 diabetes or an obesity issue, that's where that breakdown all starts to happen. So, you know, you've got these large cohorts of people coming to us at Bionic that have got vitamin D deficiencies. We see a lot of women with iron deficiencies. Folate deficiencies, again, are still a consistent problem. And that's just because people don't truly understand how they can get folate-rich foods. Also, there's a massive relationship with our gut microbiome when it comes to folate-rich foods. And I'll tell you the interesting thing. We've seen such an increase in the last 2 years a vitamin B12 deficiency.
Oh, yeah.
It's since that heinous Netflix documentary, which you made, Game Changers. Do you remember Game Changers?
Oh, don't get me going on that, Oliver. It was so slanted and biased. And I actually, Oliver, see, now you're going to make my blood boil. But honestly, I had so many people say to me after, hey, Sandy, what do you think if I become a vegetarian now? I've watched the documentary Game Changer. I'm like, please just stop. Understand where it's coming from.
Exactly. And we've had a load of people watch that. They've then overnight educated themselves on what it is it means to be vegan or vegetarian, not understood any of the potential longer term outcomes or how they can do it correctly. So lo and behold, what do we see? We get a load of women come to us who are iron deficient,
yep,
folate deficient, and iron and B12 are the two main ones.
Okay, I got to tell you this. Do you know who Gary Brecka is?
Of course.
You do. Okay, I heard a fact that he was talking about. So this didn't come from me. I heard this from him.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. So this is crazy. You know how you were talking about, foods that are folate enriched foods.
Fortified.
That's the correct term. Apparently, in the United States, if you are buying fortified foods that are non-organic, they will use the synthetic version, folic acid, instead of folate, which is the bioavailable form, in their foods, which we know can cause problems in a lot of people, right? That blew my mind. So I'm like, okay, so you're thinking that you're getting your nutrients from these fortified foods, but what you're getting is the synthetic version. And depending on your genetics, it could be doing way more damage than good in the first place. Like, crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And it really just comes down to it's financial. It's far cheaper.
Yep.
So that means we're thinking about our pocket before we're thinking about the rest of the world and thinking about outcomes. And that's the sad truth when it comes to pharmaceutical industry. That's the sad truth when it comes to most health and wellness brands. It's all about, thinking about today and not thinking about the long term.
Yeah. I was blown away when I saw that, because one of the things I always talk about is I'm like, okay, there's good, better, best. So we're all going to kind of do what we can within our budgets, because, I don't know what it's like in the UK, but I know in Canada, in the US, times are tough in a lot of places. Food is expensive, right? So we all kind of do our best. And then when we find out that a lot of these larger corporate brands are using cheaper products, saying that they're helping us, but it could be hurting us, that concerns me, Oliver.
No, definitely. And I mean, we have to strip it back down to what can we do? And the truth all comes down to education. So undoubtedly, if you were to educate people on understanding what their body needs and educate them how they can get those needs through food, then the outcomes are significantly greater. If I say to someone, if I pick anyone off the street and say, you need more folate-rich foods, 9 out of 10 people aren't going to be able to tell me what something that's rich in folate is. They're not going to know. That's a fundamental issue that people don't understand that, especially as women, when we know that vitamin B9 and folate is so important when it comes to pregnancy outcomes.
Yeah.
Every woman should really understand, when I say folate, there should be 5 foods that come into your mind. All the dark green leafy vegetables that you can think of should be popping up immediately, and they should be an integral part of your diet. And that's, when I talk about an integral part of your diet, there's obviously so much nuance to the way that we can think about it. And, we could go into a whole rabbit hole of, eating seasonally and the impact that has.
Yeah.
There's so many different things there that need to be educated on, because it not only benefits the end consumer, us as people, as we all eat every day, with the majority of us, apart from the 1% who do a 72-hour fast, but yeah, let's not get into that. But educating individuals so they can understand the benefit of a seasonal diet means it's going to be much better for the planet. It's going to be much better for our pockets because we're buying produce when there's a lot of it. Naturally, supply and demand, the price comes down. And then there's going to be better end results for our gut microbiome and everything like that as well. So there's only positive, but it has to start with education.
Yes.
And it has to come back to us putting the value in being preventative rather than waiting until it's too late. And unfortunately, in both of our health systems, we wait until it's too late.
Yes.
And it really comes to us as people to say, how are we going to get ahead? How can I educate myself to get ahead? And obviously that's what your listeners are, the exact target audience and, you know, the people that we're talking about that are in that mindset. So you're doing something right and you're making a movement. So well done.
Thank you. So, and so are you. So what, you know, I think that's really important that you talk about eating seasonally and it's not, it's so, and I say this too. So people really demonize beef. Okay. And they look at it as one thing. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm not talking about going to the McDonald's corner, you know, every single day and stuffing your face with factory farmed beef. I'm talking about eating it in moderation and making sure it's from a regenerative farm. So it's not the what, it's the how. It's how, yeah. Right? And so, right, and I wish I, you know, when you find a stat and then you don't record where you saw it, but I was reading something about a person who was really deficient in a lot of nutrients. They were unwell, and all they did was eat really good quality beef from a regenerative farm, local. And then, by the way, I don't know if you, do you guys have Whole Foods there?
Yeah, of course.
So we have Whole Foods. My problem with where I am is that they ship the grass-fed beef from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I know where I am, there's a bunch of amazing regenerative farms in my area, but it's too much work and it's volume and they buy for one giant grocer, right? So I went and found out a source myself and it's like, people, you can't have all the work done for you. I mean, there's people like us who educate, but that's you can't take my word as gospel. You have to go and do the work yourself, right? And say, okay, I'm going to analyze this. Thank you for bringing this to my attention, because that's what we do. And then we'll go and do the research and find out what's better for us.
Right. Absolutely. And There's a great website out there that I implore yourself and all of your listeners to go and have a look at. And it's a very simple name. It's called Eat the Seasons.
Oh, great.
Eat the Seasons. That is my shopping list. I open Eat the Seasons on my phone and I literally, it's just a very simple webpage. I don't know who runs it. I don't know who they are, but they deserve all the praise they can get. I go on there and I literally see what is in season right now in the UK. And that's my shopping list.
I love it.
Only what I can see. And it goes going back to your discussion about meat. Naturally, we used to rear animals at certain times in the year because there would be an abundance of the nutrients they would eat. They would get to a certain size and then we would cull them and that's when we would eat them.
Yeah.
Now we have beef available 365 days a year. That never would have been the case. So there's seasonality to meat and fish as well. So again, if you go through the process and you follow that seasonal diet, you can have a bit of an abundance of the nutrients available then because you're going to go through a natural cycle where you don't have them up until they're seasonal again. So everyone now talks about, you know, not folates. We've been speaking about folates, but the oxalates and things like that. In
food. Oh, yeah.
And lectins. Couldn't think of the word. The lectins. And the oxalates, these pro-inflammatory things that are in plant-based foods. And this is why there was so many, you know, such a great argument for the carnivore diet and things like that. But it's the fact that I can now eat strawberries or spinach 365 days a year. That's never been possible before. Our bodies aren't evolved to do that. The writing's on the wall. Go back to what we were doing and only eat it when it's in season. Only eat it if it's from, you know, from around you, if it's near you. Other than that, stay away. Now, unfortunately, that's expensive and it takes education. And you have to try and find what works for you. And if you can, It's great. There's certain workarounds that you can do. Eat the Seasons is a great example. If you are buying beef that is in season now, but it's coming from New Zealand, there are worse things that you can be doing, as long as you're making sure it's still, you know, of a great quality, great source, great animal welfare. There's still great, there's still tremendous value in doing that way.
Yeah.
But you're right. It sits with us as individuals that we have to educate ourselves and learn a bit more and take responsibility. Because at the end of the day, unfortunately, neither of us are in a country where our health system is really going to look after us, which is the sad truth.
No. And this is a fact here, people. I'm Canadian, but most of my listeners are American. And, you know, and you're in the UK, and we have pretty different healthcare systems. And the United States definitely has their issues too, where it's so expensive for everything. But here in Canada, the facts are you're not taken care of. And even when you're sick, you're not taken care of. That's what's going on lately. So
in the UK, obviously, we have the National Health Service, which is fantastic. It means that you're able to go and have, you know, free healthcare. But the issue is that it's so overpopulated, it's so full.
Yes.
That your average time with a GP or a professional is about 6 minutes, something like that.
Yep.
So you're literally just like going back to cattle. You're just on a cattle, like just being pulled through numbers. And it just means you can't get the care that you need. And it's no one's fault in the NHS. It's no GP's fault. It's just the way that the system has been created, unfortunately. And that's why it's much easier to then say, you have this problem, here's this medication, as opposed to let's sit down, spend an hour with you, get to understand you, learn what you need, help educate you a little bit, and then let you go on your way. I'll see you again in 2 weeks. We'll go back and forth, help you optimize. And that's where the rise of private healthcare has become, but also the rise of brands like us, because mm-hmm. we say we want to support you on that health journey. We want you to, you know, understand your body's deficiencies, understand what you need, have a nutritionist discuss the results with you, you know, truly understand how we can support you from both a diet and lifestyle perspective. And here's the kicker. We're also going to give you a product which can help do that as well.
Yeah. Canada's is pretty similar to the UK. I mean, here is very, very similar. You know, you'll wait 6 months for an MRI easily. Like, I don't know if it's like that there. But anyway, so what I think the most important premise of this conversation is called prevention and being proactive with your health. So as a nutritionist, you know, I don't diagnose, cure, or heal disease, but I can help you with symptoms that you might be feeling, and we're going to get into that. And I can help you with nutrient deficiencies, how to eat, how to support a healthy lifestyle, and be balanced. So let's get down to, we mentioned folate, we mentioned B12, we mentioned vitamin D, we mentioned iron. Are those some of the majors that are deficient?
Those are certainly the main ones that we see. There's also things like selenium, which individuals don't necessarily know that they're deficient, and you may not see an immediate consequence. But we know the relationship that selenium has with like glutathione peroxidase. That's such an important thing when it comes to reduction of inflammatory markers. So even just being low in selenium, that can have significant consequences in the future around the way your body deals with inflammation, which, you know, this is another topic. Inflammation isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's about the resolution of inflammation. And if we're in a suboptimal state on our micronutrients, we aren't able to quickly resolve inflammation. And that's where the problem lies. When inflammation goes on for too long, that's when we then have the negative health consequences. And there's been, you know, the term inflammaging that's become popular over the last few years, because we know that being in a prolonged state of inflammation increases the strain and stress on your cells, makes them essentially age. And then what happens on the inside, you know, gets reflected on the outside.
Yeah. And you also mentioned iodine. I think iodine's a big one too, right? Because we used to have iodized salt, and they used to put it in our salt, and then they'd have all that bleaching and caking good stuff. That's me being sarcastic, by the way. That was here in Canada. So then everybody switched to, you know, Costco sea salt. And I'm going to tell you there that unless they really show their mineral profile, if you're buying Costco Himalayan salt, you actually don't know. Do you have Costco there, Oliver?
Of course, yeah.
You do? Oh, so you've got everything there. I got to come see you.
Everything.
Except it might even be more expensive than Canada to live in the UK. I don't know.
Definitely.
I think so. Anyway, so what I was saying is that people think that they're getting all these beautiful minerals in the salts that they're buying, but that's also not necessarily true, right?
Exactly. No, 100%. So and this goes back to that third world consequence. So the reason that people were having iodine deficiencies and the reason, and it, you know, it has significant consequence on thyroid function and things like that, is it was predominantly in landlocked countries, because the way that it works is that the iodine is essentially coming from the salts, and the iodine is coming from the sea. It's then making its way into the land, into the soil, and then what's being grown then has an element of iodine present within it. In landlocked countries, it doesn't happen. So then you have an increased likelihood of iodine deficiencies. So what was the answer? It was fortification, which in the third world, you know, has rectified the issue. Iodine deficiency is reduced significantly in the third world countries in, you know, over the last 30 years or so. But now, we, from a first world, we can look at it and we're saying it's not good enough because of exactly as you just described, the caking agents and the other things that are being added into it. It's another mask. It's another, we'll just put a sticker on this and we'll solve this problem in the future. Like we've dealt with it today, but we're not thinking about how we're going to deal with it tomorrow. So again, we really have to take responsibility as consumers to understand, well, how much iodine do I need? What's the benefit of iodine? Especially again, as a woman, why do I need it? Thyroid function is so important. And what are some of the foods I can have? The easiest thing that people can do if they're worried about their iodine is have some seaweed, nori sheets. You can buy them all the time. Like, and I have them as a snack. They're, you know, I'm far from a calorie counter, but they're negligible calories and they're like pure iodine. And it's an easy thing that you can have in the fridge have in the cupboard and snack on.
Yeah.
And it's something I always recommend to women, especially if I see they're in that suboptimal range of iodine. Really easy thing that they can add into their daily snacks and kind of routine.
And, you know, Oliver and I were talking about this earlier. And so I don't know if you know this. I had thyroid cancer when I was 41. So, but at the exact same time that I had thyroid cancer, I also had a breast tumor. Literally 1 month before I was going to have my thyroid removed, I had to have a core biopsy done, all that. So, and I'm not telling you guys this to scare you, but at this age, I was 41, and I'm a big believer that if you ignore symptoms for a long period of time, eventually it will result in disease, it will result in dysfunction in your body, it will result in something. Your body is always talking to you. I was ignoring it. This is way before I went back to college, to nutrition college. And I'm like, okay, but now I can look back and I'm like, all right, well, I had many symptoms way before that, but I ignored them. And, you know, for me, I'm going to tell you for sure, it was iodine. That was one piece. And then you throw in some genetics, you throw in stress, you throw in maybe not such a healthy lifestyle. I was a smoker I quit when I was 38. So I had quit smoking a few years before. But what I'm saying, I think I can say with such passion because I'm such a big believer that if we could just understand that, you know, I hear this all the time. Oh, well, I eat healthy. I don't need supplements. I'm like, well, bullshit. We don't live in the olden days where we grow our own food, our cows in the back that we, you know, we have to pasture. And then, you know, we eat it once a year and save the No, we don't live like that, Oliver.
I know. And it's, what can you do? Like, this is really what it comes down to. And this is where Bionic was born. It's understanding that and it's saying, what can you do? Simple. Go and get a blood test. Go and find out what's going on inside. Go and have an MOT. Learn how your body's functioning. and just figure out, you know, am I low? Am I too high in other things? This is another thing we see, because so many people are taking a multivitamin, multivitamin. we do have a lot of people who come to us severely deficient on one aspect, but then toxic on another, because they're taking it in abundance based on this formula that's been picked up off of a shelf, and the main driver has been price. So go and get a blood test, figure out what your body needs, understand your body more, educate yourself about what some of these things mean, and then take it to the next level. So this is exactly where we come in. So for the last four and a bit years, we've tested over 60,000 individuals for their blood test, the really comprehensive blood test screen that we do. And we do this across a few different geographies. So we do this across a few different countries, US, UK, Germany, Austria, Netherlands, Switzerland, the UAE, and we're global. So we've got other blood test data coming from all across, but those are our main markets. So what we've been doing is people go and have this blood test. They find out what their body needs. They bring the blood results to us, and we put them simply into our algorithm. And our algorithm is based on our understanding of nutrition from both clinical resources. So we're using medical data, and we're utilizing our own internal data that we've been driving over the last 5 years. And from that, the algorithm is then able to then spit out a personalized formula to you. So I now understand what your body needs, and I'm able to give you a very convenient formula that's curated and made completely based around you. But we're not just taking into account the blood markers, because, you know, whilst it's unlikely, you and I could have a blood test and have exactly the same blood results. It's incredibly unlikely, but it could happen. So we're also taking into account the fact that you're a woman and I'm a man. We're different ages, we're different heights, we're different weights, we have a different BMI. So our algorithm takes into account all of these individual factors, and we have millions of possible combinations of nutrients that we can combine in different dosages, and we give you that personalized formula to you. So we've been doing that for the last 4 years. That now gets me closer to scratching my itch that I said at the beginning, you know, me being able to have a personalized solution for more of the public. But to be honest, to go through that process, it can be a bit more expensive, understandably. You know, going to get a blood test isn't, as it stands, the cheapest thing that you can do on the planet. So we at Bionic, we sat back, we understood what was happening. We've got the blood test data. We have the retest data as well. So all of our customers retest every 6 months. So we're able to quantify the differences in their blood test results. We took all those results and we said, what can we do? We've basically now created a new algorithm, which means you do not need to go and get a blood test. You can simply do a questionnaire, and based on our data bank, we can forecast what your body is going to need to a great degree of accuracy. So now we have a product which is cheaper just based on a questionnaire, and it's now cheaper than the average or the market leading green juice. Let's not throw any names out there, but we both think it's not a great product.
Don't buy it. Sorry. Did I say that? Oh, sorry. Exactly. It's my opinion. I can say my opinion, Oliver.
Exactly. You're allowed. It's your podcast.
Exactly.
We have a product there that means that you can go and get a personalized solution for you, cheaper than this off-the-shelf green juice solution that's been leveraged on 5 years of scientific research and 60,000 blood tests of individuals around the world. But it's a game changer.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask questions because I always get in the head of the people that are listening. What blood markers do you need, and how does that correlate to nutrient deficiencies?
So we are literally testing the nutrients that you need. So we go through a load of different tests. We look at your red and white cell count. We look at your iron, your vitamin D, your B12, your B9, your E, your C. Like we're looking at everything. We want to understand how each one of those micronutrients is impacting then the rest of your bodily function. So we're looking at inflammatory markers as well. It's 50 parameters is what we were using as our scientific bank. But again, because of the research we've done, you don't need to have that comprehensive blood test. You can simply give us any blood result you have, as long as it has a minimum, you know, some vitamin D, some copper, and those kind of things. And we can use that to create a personalized formula for you, because that vitamin, that nutrient score present in your blood is a true picture of your nutrient score today, your nutrient status today. So it's a flat, it's a snapshot image of how is your body right now in its amount of vitamin B9. And we understand that it's just a snapshot. And that's exactly why built into Bionic and our processes is if you're on that product, Bionic Pro, you go and have repeat blood testing because we want to get as many snapshots as possible because that allows us to build a whole image and a whole picture of a customer. And that's why people blood test every 3 or 6 months.
Yeah. And the one thing I do want to point out too is that typically, I mean, I'm not saying you're not going to feel a difference within, you know, a couple weeks, but typically to make a real change, you got to be on a protocol for about 3 months, right? Like typically, that's like the kind of the minimum where you're going to actually see a change.
And, you know, us being a brazen, brash startup, when we started, we said we can do it in 2 months. So we said, we want to make sure we believe that every customer can see a difference in their results in 2 months. So every single one of our customers did a retest every 2 months,
mm-hmm.
and we saw differences. But when you actually compared it to 3 months, they saw more differences at the three month stage. So that 3 month mark is the kind of barometer that we see at 3 months. That's when you have the biggest change. So 92% of our Bionic customers see a difference in their micronutrient status. So that's their vitamins and minerals and microelements. They see a difference after 3 months.
Okay. And here's the interesting thing. You know, you mentioned you have two options. You have the blood work or you have basically symptoms. You know that in college, I actually had two courses that were just on symptomatology. And this is why, you know, I think we need to teach people, and I don't know if you know this, I'm writing a book, and I talk a lot about really tapping into the wisdom within in order to be optimized in your health. Because people go around not feeling, not seeing, not knowing, right? And we need to tap into, like, there's so much wisdom within us if we just listen to what our body's telling us.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said before about the Mediterranean diet and eating seasonal, the writing's on the wall. Like, we're being told on a daily basis what our body needs, and it's just being in tune with our body to understand it, and then having the education and doing the deep dive and being willing to then, you know, take that next step and understand more of what's happening. And to be honest, we're all so busy, or so we all say we're so busy, that we don't think about it. We all think we're eating healthy. We all think we're training enough. We all think we're walking enough. We all think we're hydrated enough. You're never going to know. You know, if you're doing it based on your hunch, then good luck.
Yeah.
Never going to happen.
Yeah.
You need to test. You need to find out. You need to ask yourselves the awkward and uncomfortable questions of, am I doing enough or could I be doing more? Hold yourself to account and you'll be off. We work with some of the world's best athletes. I'm talking about known around the world athletes that are game changers in their particular sport. Not one of them has perfect micronutrients. Not one of them has perfect blood. Because not one of them has a perfect gut. Not one of them has no food intolerances or any other issues that need focusing on. It's very, very difficult to do, to have 100%. And you have to understand that every single person is on this individual health journey. And if you're going to take the same advice as whatever is being plastered online or being told to you without doing your deep dive in your education piece first, then you're only fixing a fraction of the problem.
I agree. Now, let's get into how you guys even, because for everybody who's listening, I've been actually taking my own personalized formula from Bionic. And what I received was, you know, the granules. So they're granules. They look like little candies, Oliver.
I would describe them to your customers, to your listeners as bee pollen. So if anyone knows what bee pollen looks like,
yes,
that's kind of a good description of the size, the shape, and that kind of thing.
As opposed to candies? You don't like candies?
Well, people then tend to think that they're going to be sweet.
I agree, and have a bunch of crap in it.
Of gummies. Exactly.
Yeah.
There's no filler, there's no sugar, there's no crap. That's
why are they colored like that then?
every single, those are natural color, and every single one of those colors is a, basically an indicator of the different nutrients. So every every one of those colors is a different micronutrient. So to your listeners, if you think about it this way, you have a bowl of these granules, these small bits of bee pollen, and there's a big mix in there of up to, we can add up to 54 different things in there. And every single one of those different individual granules is a different nutrient. Why is that important? Why did we go to the effort of doing this rather than just giving someone a traditional multivitamin kind of capsule or chalky tablet or gummy or anything like that? Well, when you normally have supplements and multivitamins and vitamins and minerals, they make their way into your stomach or your gut and their gastrointestinal tract, and they get broken down all in the same place because they've all been designed uniformly. They've all been made out of the same thing, and they're all basically mushed together. So when they get absorbed or they get broken down, they all try to get absorbed in the same place. Now, that's not the way that our body works. Our body absorbs individual nutrients in different parts of our small intestine. And it, you know, different enzymatic reactions mean that we absorb more parts, more nutrients and more things at one part than other parts and so on and so forth. So when I'm taking a normal traditional supplement, I'm not getting the bioavailability. And this is why it's most people say, and you and I spoke about it just before we jumped on the call, I've never been a proponent of a multivitamin because they don't work because of this bioavailability issue and because of the lack of personalization. So what have we done? We've got the personalization, and we've developed this granular system that means every single one of these different granules is an independent nutrient. So when it goes into your body, as you ingest it, this nutrient, all the different granules all get broken down in the correct space, all independent of each other. So it means rather than them being released on one time, like in a normal supplement, you've got these hundreds of little granules all working and breaking down at different times, just like they would do if they were food. So it basically mimics the same way that our body digests food.
Very cool.
I'm having a salad and I've got some lettuce and some chicken and things like that on a plate. I put that in the fork. That lettuce and chicken doesn't get broken down in the same part. They've all got different parts of our gut where those correct nutrients get absorbed. And that's exactly what the granules allow it to do by picking the correct absorption spots based on that microencapsulation of nutrients. So it's a novel, unique delivery method that we have focused on building because it means that we're confident. We know you're getting what you need. If we go back to the bionic business model and think about what we do, we tell you to do a blood test every 6 months. We take a risk. As a business, we say, hey, Sandy, we saw that your vitamin D was low. We've given you this formula that includes vitamin D. Go and retest. If your vitamin D hasn't moved, you're going to come back to me and say, hey, Oliver, why didn't anything change? I don't believe in your formula. We've been doing this for 5 years, risking it every 6 months of telling people to do their blood test. And the reason we're here and growing and having conversations like this today, we know it works.
Yeah. So the other thing too is that what I think is kind of interesting, certain nutrients should not be taken together.
Absolutely.
But because of the encapsulation within these granules, it's safe to do so. And is it like some sort of a time release on some of the nutrients?
So let's think about it this way. You have these independent granules. When these granules go into your digestive tract, they mix with all your digestive juices. And the granules, as they mix with the digestive juices, they're made out of a fiber. That's what they're made out of, something called guar, which is just a prebiotic fiber. So they're also really good for your gut in general to be having. But that's all it is. It's guar and the nutrient bound together.
Okay.
As it mixes with the digestive juices, it then begins to expand and the guar, the fiber, basically becomes hydrated and it begins to expand. And what it creates on the inside of your small intestine, and you'll remember these finger-like surfaces that we have on our small intestine, our villi, which is absorption surfaces. It coats, it makes a film, basically. It makes like a slime that coats the small intestine. And it basically slowly makes its way, just like food does through the digestive tract. It makes its way all through our small intestine and all through our large intestine. And as it's making its way across those villi, the villi are built so that they're basically absorbing certain nutrients in certain spaces. And because of the way that it's being encapsulated, it means that the villi are picking up the correct nutrients in the right space. So zinc is being absorbed here, copper is being absorbed here. So it's being absorbed in the right place. Whereas normally when you take a multivitamin or a supplement, if zinc and copper are there together, because they both get released at the same time and the same point, zinc always tends to win the race. So we see all the time individuals who are supplementing, they come to us with over or above optimal zinc, below optimal copper.
Yeah.
Zinc always wins. It's the biggest, it's one of the most common issues that we see as well.
So interesting.
Time means you can take, like I said, you can take 54 components together and not have to worry about interaction. And the exciting thing is, you know, actually your listeners are the first people to hear this. We now have another 65 other ingredients that we're now looking. We now have the clinical validation. We know they work. We know the correct dosagings that we need for them. We've figured out everything with the algorithm. So very soon, that 55 will change to 120. So we'll have up to 120 different ingredients that you can have personalized to you, not have to worry about any of the nutrient interactions, and all based on what the body needs.
Okay. So here's the other thing, because I met with your nutritionist and, you know,
Florence,
and it's very clear. I take supplements. I'm a nutritionist. And I did the blood work while I was on my own protocol. So when her and I met, it was actually taking into account where, like, it was still giving me the nutrients, but it was based on my blood work where I was actually taking certain nutrients. Yeah. So it's always going to be accurate depending on a lifestyle if there's somewhat of a consistency in your lifestyle, right?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And that's one of the other reasons that we do it with, that we test and we get our clients to either retest either the questionnaire or retest the blood test every 3 or 6 months. Because what we want to see is it's a supplement. Think of the very word of it. It's a supplement to the choices that we make. It isn't the magic pill. It's there to support the other lifestyle choices that we make. So if you're somebody who's on a certain protocol now, and then you're going to change that protocol, well, having this retest means that we can change the supplement based on what you're doing today and reflect on what your body needs today. Same as if you fall off the rails, which we see, we have so many customers, 9 months of the year, their results are going in the right direction. And you can track all of that with your Bionic app. You can see every result that you've got, build a lovely chart and able to see how things are improving. Summer rolls around and they go straight back down.
Yeah.
Then what, unsurprisingly, if you look at their formula doubles in components. That most of the dosages increase because they need a lift. Comes around to 3 months later, we've given them the support they need, and we go again. But then it's on our nutritionists and on us to go through that education piece of saying, well, what can we do to make sure we don't go through those peaks and troughs?
Right.
How do we keep you on the you up, you know, move up to the right, not just up and down.
Right. Yeah. And that was the conversation I had with her, is that we were talking. She's like, you just, because I also don't believe in multivitamins. But she said, you're fine to continue with your protocol that you've been on and then add in your Bionic to really be optimized. So I don't have to stop what I'm doing because my blood work is reflecting what I've been doing. Right. And then let me clarify. So, cause I know we're like almost at an hour, but I received this beautiful little card that showed, and the thing that's also really cool that I want to point out is you take the 3 scoops. Is it always 3?
It varies. It could be 2. It could be 3. So again, it can change depending on the person and their needs.
Okay. So in my case, it's 3 scoops and I would take it all at once and it's doing its thing for the whole day, right? So it's like, a, you know, people are always like, oh my God, I can't remember to take supplements. And so this is kind of like a one and done, and you can rest assured that it's being absorbed properly. It's being absorbed in the right order, and you're kind of one and done, but it has to be cold. Like I have it sometimes in yogurt.
Yeah, that's actually my preferred method. So because you can take, we suggest three different ways, either into a cup, straight down, follow it with some water, or just the spoon straight into your mouth and follow it with some water. Some people do as well. That's really easy. Or you can add it to a smoothie. So we get people, you know, if they come back from the gym and they have their morning shake, they put their bits in there. Or as I said, my personal preference, I've put my scoops into some yogurt with some berries, which is normally my kind of mid-morning snack. And as they, I mentioned, they kind of swell a little bit when they hydrate. They kind of go a little bit like chia seeds. So I have them there, and it's really easy. I just get them with my day and just add them to my yogurt. And I'm just building on top of the habits that I've already got with, you know, having that kind of mid-morning snack, and just elevating it and making it even better.
So I'm looking at my card, and for example, coenzyme Q10, 90 milligrams. That 90 milligrams would be in all three scoops. Like it's not individually. It's a total of 90 milligrams of coenzyme Q10, but I also happen to take 100 milligrams. So you see what I'm saying? So it kind of makes sense. So let's say if I stopped all supplements, did the blood work? Let's say I'm a very disciplined person. Like I organize my supplements. I have no problem taking them at certain times of the day. But where I see this incredible is, but I'm also a nutritionist, right? Like supplements are my jam. But for people who find it hard, find it confusing, find it, you know, too much to think about. This is like the best thing. It's one and done. You don't have to think about, oh crap, should I take coenzyme Q10? Is it necessary for me? You don't have to think about anything. It's done for you.
We're thinking for you. We've put time and effort and resources behind it. Let us do the thinking for you. We want to make it as convenient for you as possible so that you can live the healthiest lifestyle that you can. Focus on the important things to you whilst knowing that you're taking the right steps towards a healthier version of yourself and a better version of yourself.
I love it. And so I also do a lot of testing, and I happen to know that in the last year I've had some issues with my HbA1c. So you know, I'm also going to be 54 in January, so I am kind of perimenopausal / menopausal, not quite there. But for me, I know that I've been having issues with my blood sugar, and chromium is such a critically important mineral to manage your blood sugar, right? And I knew I was low, and then I looked at this, I'm like, oh yeah, this reflects. Right? Yeah. But I happen to know everything. So what I'm saying for me is that I trust it because I'm looking, I'm like, yep, makes sense. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where all of our time and effort has gone into. That's why we had these 60,000 tests done over these few years, because it just means that every single new data set that we get better.
Yeah.
Which is exciting, because as the product is in more and more hands, it just means the quality of product just continues to grow and grow and grow. And the beautiful thing about the questionnaire as well is that, again, every time somebody does a blood test, every time somebody does a questionnaire as well, we just improve. And the questionnaire literally takes 5 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minutes just to discuss some of the symptoms you might feel, tell us a little bit about yourself, and you have a custom-made formula 5 minutes later.
And it's a great app. It's a really great app. Okay, so tell me, future of Bionic, tell me.
It's a great one. The future of Bionic. So if we think, go forward. So going back, we did all the blood tests, we built that, we launched our new product, Bionic Go, the questionnaire product. We launched that in the US And then we went global with it a few months later. That's going really, really well. What's the next step? The next step is that we do want to be on the precipice of technological advances. And one of the big things there that's obviously growing and growing and growing is femtech. Femtech is so important because, as we said at the beginning, you know, women are not small men. We need to understand a woman's individual needs. And what we are trying to do, and we're just figuring out the best way for us to do it. So it's going to be hopefully coming in the next couple of years. We need some clinical validation, some science first behind it before we release anything. But by leveraging some other technologies, things like Aura, for example, and things like, there's a great brand out there called Withings who do body weight.
I have their scale, their body composition scale. It's a great scale.
Great scale. What yeah. they've also developed is a simple machine that I can place into my toilet. I pee on it on a daily basis, and it can tell me my basic hormone markers from that. And
beautiful.
Into my every day. So what we're trying to do is through partners, partnering with companies like that and understanding the data like that, we can basically say, well, we understand your hormonal fluctuations on a daily basis. We can add the layer on top about understanding your blood test. We can add another layer on top about understanding you as a person based on your height, your weight, your age, and all those other things. Then on top of that, we can understand the formula you're already taking and your other wellness protocols that you might be employing. And based around all of that, what I would love for Bionic to do and what we're aiming to do in the next few years is have a Monday to Sunday morning and night female focused formula specific based around your hormonal needs.
Mm.
And you... data is coming into us continuously. We're understanding what is happening via these third-party integrations with companies like those hormone trackers and things like that.
Yeah.
And you're getting a new formula every 3 months that's reflecting the changes that your body's going through. And every 6 months when you do a new blood test, that's where we can then understand the new blood test data and build that into the nutrients as well. So it's really preparing you for... As we go through a menstrual cycle and understanding the different nutrient needs at different times, we can really pinpoint exactly what they're doing to give you as much support.
That's amazing. So it's amazing for a woman who's cycling, but it's also amazing for perimenopausal women and even menopausal women, because as women reach menopause, I think that it's so funny because there's so many, you know, belief systems. It's like, ladies, we still have hormones. Like, it's not like we're flat and we're the same every day. We still have ebbs and flows of hormones. It's just that we can no longer procreate. You know, some never did procreate, but I'm just saying, like, we don't have that ability. It doesn't mean we don't have hormones. So I think, and a lot of times the nutrient deficiencies are what feeds into the issues with the hormones, right? If we can, because they're just, you know, the hormones are the chemical messengers, but if we don't have the supplies to have those messengers do their things, they're not going to be healthy. They're not going to act in the right way.
Exactly. And it just also builds for greater, you know, opportunities for intervention, because then understanding all of those different needs, understanding what's going on, you know, we have the micronutrients, but then on top of that, it just gives us so many more tangible data points to be able to say, you mentioned HbA1c. We know one of the best things individuals can do if they have a problem with their blood glucose is walk after every meal and focus on increasing muscle mass. The most insulin sensitizing thing that you could do is have more muscle mass. So if you can see that there's certain things that are changing, then it gives us more tangible areas to be able to come back to you and say, hey, Sandy, why don't you try this? And let's see how things are going. Rather than, again, just being in the dark. Our job as a brand is to just bring more light to this realm of confusion that is nutrition, and support people and handhold along the way so people can make the correct decisions. It's really frustrating. You'll experience this. I can go to any pub in the UK and I can sit down and I could tell someone that I'm a nuclear physicist and they would not ask a thing about my job. They would go, that's nice. You tell someone you're a nutritionist and no matter how ugly and fat they are or whatever they are, they tell you, you shouldn't eat eggs in the morning, or I read that you shouldn't eat this, or I read you shouldn't eat that. Everybody has an opinion on nutrition.
Totally.
It's in every publication.
Yeah.
It's on every Instagram. It's on everywhere you go, someone's saying you should eat this or you shouldn't eat that.
Yeah.
It's always, so Everyone has an opinion. Our job is to demystify it and personalize it based really on what you need.
I love it. Do you guys have any competitors? Is there anyone else doing what you're doing?
Do you want to know the exciting answer?
Yeah.
No. There's a few brands out there. So there's a brand called Viome who are doing it, but more based around the gut microbiome.
Yeah, I know who Viome is.
Yeah, so Viome do a similar thing, but not quite the same. And then there's a lot of questionnaire-based supplement brands out there. But what they don't have is two things. They don't have the science on the blood test data like we do.
Yeah.
And they don't have granules. So the thing that makes us different to anyone is the granules. Because we know that you're getting the nutrients you need in the correct dosages. And we know you're able to absorb them. And that is huge.
That is huge because I know, and I can't remember the name, but it's American, and they were doing basically packaging of supplement. Persona. What is it?
Persona?
No, they were getting all these celebrity endorsements. I can't, that wasn't it. But anyway, it was just basically like me going, okay, I'm going to pack up some of my supplements and you tell me, Oliver, what you, so it's definitely not the same. Okay, tell us your website, where we can find you, where we can follow you on socials.
Absolutely. So you can find us at bionic.com really easy. That's bionic.com. You can find us on Instagram at bionicco. And we're on LinkedIn as well. Just simply look at Bionic.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much, Oliver. This has been a great conversation. I loved it.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to share it with someone you know might benefit. And always remember, when you rate, review, subscribe, you help to support my content and help me to keep going and bringing these conversations to you each and every week. Join me next week for a new topic, new guest, new exciting conversations to help you live your best life.